This is a replay of the Tuesday night, May 9th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Lunatic Fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and, well, what if I were to tell you that we were going to talk about a book this hour written from the standpoint of a retarded kid turned adult who's in a coma and his mentor, who from all physical accounts is suffering from Down syndrome. This would probably not make you run to the bookstore, and I'll tell you what, you'd be missing something. I'm doing that a serious injustice, and author Del Stecker will do much better at that. He wrote it. It's amazing. This is up there among the best books I've ever read, and there's no way that I can fully describe it. It's terrific on every level, from spiritual to spellbinding mystery. So, Del, firstly, it's been a long time. Welcome back to the Raleigh James Show, and thanks for writing it.
Well, Raleigh, all I can say is it's great to be back with you from the Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember we first met when you were writing your first book.
Yeah, and you were based out of Philadelphia then, and I was getting a signal bouncing off of Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah.
And I was in the mountains writing, and you were there with me through the whole thing.
Oh, and I appreciate taking me along for the journey, because it was a great one. Now, before we get into TARD, obviously you were not a kid when you decided you were going to turn to writing as a career. What caused you to do it? And I don't only mean the impetus, I mean having the nerve to walk away from, you know, traditional jobs in life and saying, I'm going to be an author.
Two things pushed me. One was from years and years ago when I was a teenager, I had leukemia. And at one time they told me I only had a few weeks to live. And I didn't agree with them. I was going to be stubborn. And I wrote what's now called a bucket list. Mm-hmm. And one of the things on there is I wanted to write a novel. And then years later, I had difficulties in life, and I was experiencing some burnout, and I looked at my list, I dug it out, and there were two things left. One was to write a novel, and the other one was to learn how to fly an airplane. And I get the worst stomach in the world. I get sick, you know, walking upstairs sometimes. So the airplanes were out. Never did learn how to do it, but the book was there, and I just went up, got into a situation where I could make at least a living. But isolated, and I just wrote the book, and I just wanted to finish that list.
Well, so you certainly did. And from the first book through everything else, and we're talking fiction and nonfiction and historical, mm-hmm. and they're all just terrific books. And you should be known everywhere. But when I get to TARD, like I say, I'm somewhat tongue twisted because I don't know how to describe this in a way that would make someone want to read it. And I'm not kidding when I say if you don't read it, you're missing out. So describe TARD to me.
Well, it's a multi-layered, multi-genre. It's got just about everything you could possibly think about in the way of theology, good and bad, just violence, the response to violence. It's got, like you mentioned, the two main characters. One's in a coma and had always been seen when he was not in a coma as being retarded. And his best friend and mentor, who reads to him and never gave up on him, was somebody who had an extremely rare, probably one in a gazillion condition, where they had Down syndrome in appearance, but had normal intelligence. Actually, extraordinary intelligence.
Yeah.
And the two characters go through life living it differently from anyone else because their response to how they were treated and what violence happened to them, it just teaches lessons about how to live. I sometimes pick it up, I read it, look, you know, dip into a page or two, and I say, boy, this is really good. Who wrote this? I mean, seriously.
No, I know. I understand completely.
Yeah, it's one of those books that I like to tell people I wrote it. I'm really proud of it, but even if I weren't the author, I'd be telling people about it because everybody who reads it comes away from it changed. And I think that's what a writer really wants to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is just incredible. And if somebody reads this and doesn't tear up, at least in some part of it, they've got a hole in their soul. It's absolutely going to tug at the emotions, no matter who you are or where you are. But I was laughing when you said, gee, you know, this is really great. Who wrote it? Because at least for me, even just writing journals or something for radio, you know, stuff like that, every now and then I'll write something. I'll look, damn, that's good. It's almost like I didn't know I was writing it. Like it was written through me. Like I'm at the keyboard, but some force greater than me is going through it. And I'm sure in part of that, you experienced that with Tard.
Oh, definitely. And some of the content, of course, is, I don't want to steal your line, but it is out there on the fringe.
Yeah.
It's really, one of the things that I've tried not to force upon anyone is to see that Matt, who has carried around the fact that everybody thinks he's got Down syndrome, but he's not. He's trying to respond to the world following the most pure dictates of how to be a good person. And I did not want to force anyone to say, oh, well, that's the Christ-like approach to life. But basically it is, without any preaching. And it's also the kind of book that I don't think too many church people are going to like because it's got some pretty rough violence in it and some pretty rough sexual nature, but not meant in any, at least for me, not to be titillating or you know. It just, the story came out. I don't know how it all came together. In the end, I even told somebody, you know, this took, you know, 13 or 14 years for it to be completed. But it wasn't until I got actually to the end with the baseball connection because of the readings of the book by Shoeless Joe. I actually went to Field of Dreams at the actual height of the corn in August of the year. And that was what actually got me toward the finishing part of the book.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's all I can say is it was one hell of a ride and a great experience.
Well, it's, as I say, it's just a wonderful read, and I wanted to talk to you on the air about it in particular because I think that, again, some people are just going to pass it by, you know, what's this? But it's one of those books that, man, when you read it, you will walk away changed. And you mentioned The Game of Life. Many, many years ago, long before we were walking the planet, Florence Scovel Shinn wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I thought about her when I was reading Matt's life and how he approached it. And I thought, yeah, this guy's got the game of life down. And it's just terrific. So I gotta ask, how do you follow this?
Oh, gee. Actually, one of the things I did a couple years ago was true life-inspired short stories that were crime-related that all happen in and around or primarily in Chicago. That's where I spent my childhood. And one day I was asked to consider to write a short story for an anthology from the first person. And I did it. It was selected. And then the book processor and the guy that takes it from concept and gets it published, he died, of all things. Ugh. And so that took about a year and a half to finish that process. And while it happened, I just kept on writing more and more stories that were similar with the same character. And I was signed a deal with a publisher to do a trilogy. And right about the time the second book was finished, they went belly up.
Oh, geez.
And I never finished the trilogy. So now I am reworking the stories. And hopefully in the next year it'll come out. But it's, every crime story is based on something that happened that I knew of or experienced. And it all started from one in Chicago when I was a kid. So.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And here we are.
Yeah, on WGN. Of course, today you listen to the news, any newscast, any hour, and man, you'll get crime stories, no doubt about it, more than ever. So I assume that'll be the third of Tom Osewski?
Yeah, and actually I'm going to go back and take those two first ones, augment some stories within it, do some editing, and then complete the entire trilogy. No one will really be shocked, or disappointed or criticized me because it was the first two were on ebooks. They had very small distribution, and then the company went belly up. So it'll get that whole storyline out in a huge book, probably about 600 or 700 pages.
That's just terrific. We're talking to Del Stecher, and if you'd like to join us, 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. I got a bunch of questions, but I promise not to hog if you've got a few, too. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and Mike, in his truck, who takes us along for the ride last night, said, "Will you play that tomorrow night?" And I figured, well, why not? Yeah, never would have picked it out myself, but it was Jay and the Americans, Jay Black, redoing a big Drifters hit from a decade earlier. Drifters got number 4 on the R&B charts, and then 1969, Jay and the Americans got it to number 6 on the pop chart. So there you have that. And there's a lot of magic moments in Tard, and it's absolutely worth the read. And Del Stecher is the author, and he's joining us this hour. And, you know, one of the real heartbreaks, Del, and doesn't matter whether it's the obscure soul that I love and never can find and all the records I know I've never heard, is if you're an author and you're writing great books, how do you get it out so that people really know it's there?
Oh, today it's a maze. Everything's changed in the last 20 years in publishing.
Yes.
I remember about 15 years ago, I was flying on an airplane when someone had one of the first Kindles.
Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining to me what it was going to do to publishing. And, I was just dealing with getting my first book out at that time. And, you know, I was thinking a Stone Age, it was, everybody thought it was a hardcover book.
Sure.
Get it advanced and, move along. Everything's changed. I think right now about 70 or 80% of books are bought over Amazon. Early on, I had bookstores and, you'd go to, you do signings and all kinds of things. That's all ended. Very rare does that happen. COVID kicked the heck out of the appearances I did. Right now, it's very difficult. Big publishers deal with their tried and true authors. So if you're new or not well known, it's just really you're slugging away. Social media has changed everything, and I'm at the age, and I'm, you know, I'm 73 this year. I followed Garrison Keillor, you know, for a long, long time, and you know, he's had his own difficulties, but he talks about himself now as a writer. He's in his 80s. He's a white guy, and people don't care about him very much. Edgier, new things, flash fiction, those kinds of things, quick things that are short, attention span, loss of readership across, what used to be traditional audience. It's hard. It's really hard. And I'm not a social media type person. So
Sarge
had it's been out a little over a year. Great reviews, very, very modest sales. So I really appreciate you letting me have a chance to talk to people about it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's available on the dreaded Amazon, of course, which, by the way, I was going to put a link up there. I'm calling the dreaded Amazon now because I got a notice yesterday saying we have removed your Amazon Associates account because you are selling bounties. And I thought, what the hell are bounties? And I had to look this up. By the way, I'm not. But it's obviously one of this robotic things that they just decided they'd cancel my account. And I found this out because I went to do a link for Tard, and it just wouldn't let me. So I thought, geez. And that's when it really hit me that they are like 70% of it. And yes, I buy so many things from Amazon. Certainly not only books, although they started that way, but virtually everything. But, again, Amazon's kind of like Google in that if you don't know what you're searching for, you're probably not going to find it.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. COVID actually really got me away from contact with my readers because my nonfiction books are both World War II Navy books, and I did a lot of speaking to audiences that were interested in World War II or naval history, and invariably, every time I would speak, 50% or more of the audience would buy books directly from me.
Absolutely.
And COVID killed that. So it's really hard to get back into that kind of mode of being in touch with people. So I'm always happy to talk to anybody about my writing and experience of writing. But it's been really the last 4 or 5 years have been very difficult.
Oh, absolutely. And like I say, it's really the reader's loss because there are countless people who would read this if they just knew it was there. So that's what we're trying to do tonight is get you to know it's there. Del Stecker, and it's STAECKER. Tard, of course, as in retard. And you'll see why. And yes, you can on Amazon, but you'll have to go yourself since I can't give you a link. In the meantime, we'll be back to Del in moments after we find out what's going on in the world at large from WGN Radio News on WGN Radio.
B-B-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down. Boys, Jim, Charlie Brown, he's a clown, that Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spitballs? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I know you're saying, what are you playing hits for? Well, I'm playing it because Linda in Richardson Park requested it last night during trivia, and I promised I would, and she was great. She kind of broke the loggerhead about the answer when she had so many great guesses, none of which were right, but all of which were close, and that allowed Nancy at the end of the show to come up with the answer, which if you were listening and saying, what was the answer? Happy hour. All right, so yeah, clear as mud, but it'll replay on Friday if you missed it last last night. In the meantime, we're talking to Del Stecker, and again, S-T-A-E-C-K-E-R. I want you to read Tard. I really do. I will be very surprised if there's anyone who comes away from this book not glad they wrote it. It's absolutely inspired as far as that goes. It's interesting, Del, what you're saying about the way books are sold, because it sort of mirrors the way records are sold right now. You know, you don't go to the record store and buy a hard copy of anything. What percentage of books are actually in print versus being a download or on a Kindle?
You know, I don't have the exact figures for that, but it's got to be very low. I'm thinking about my own experience across the board. I would say probably 2/3 of my books that are sold are Kindle or some kind of electric version, digital. Mm-hmm. The hard copies, the old fashioned hardcover. Very rare, very expensive. You know, it's I think probably about $30 for a good novel. Paperback's probably $10, $12, $13, and what you can get a Kindle for as cheap as $1.99, or in some specials even cheaper. I don't know the exact, across the country, but I do know the figures of just even readership has been probably pretty stagnant in actual numbers. You know, there may be 3 or 4 million, avid readers, book buyers, out of a population of, 340 million, that number, 50 years ago was probably the same, real avid book buyers. So the percentage of people in the country that are buying books is going down.
Shockingly so. And, it might be generational, but I know in my case, I cannot read them on a computer or on a device or whatever. If the only copy I have is electronic, I print it out, all 300 pages or whatever, because I got to tactically hold it and see it and all that. I can't imagine, curling up in bed with a good Kindle. It just it doesn't work for me.
I'll have to admit I'm the same way, and I'm a Luddite in some ways when it comes to technology. I actually wrote my very first book longhand on scrap paper.
Wow.
Actually moving on through my writing time using a computer and all that has been very, very much a learning experience for me. I like it. Editing's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But there's something about, to me, the actual feel of a book.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that there have been studies that our brains, looking at something on a screen digitally, we see it as two-dimensional, but even though a book is on a flat plane, it's the tactile response we have, and we see it, our brain sees it as 3D, and we restore differently. Our memories are different, so I can't give up my book.
No, absolutely not. And again, it could be that, we're fossils or what have you, but I just don't get it. But then again, when we look at the percentage of people who are reading being probably almost in single digits, that's shockingly bad. On the one hand, I say, well, every now and then, like when Harry Potter first came out, suddenly kids who never read before were reading. And then I say to myself, well, hell, if Harry Potter came out now, would anybody discover it? We're back again to how do you find this stuff? And that's got to be a great frustration.
Yes, it is. And, I started out in my early 50s coming back to being, my dream to be a writer or to write a book and ended up being a writer. It's very frustrating, but where there's a hope, I've always been an optimistic person. I always joke, I look at the big pile and I'm still digging for the pony. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm with you there.
I had a friend that learned of the book, read it, and promised to share it with others and actually take the copy. They bought a regular hard copy, paper version, and pass it on. I think word of mouth is always the most important thing.
Yeah. Now, Donovan's in Vancouver, and he wants to join us. So, Donovan, welcome back to WGN.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Great to be. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a while, I know.
Yeah.
I had a question for Del. I just went on audible.com as a totally blind person. I unfortunately, you know, can't read the print copies. But I was disappointed that I didn't see an audio copy. And I'm just wondering if you have it perhaps in another audio version that's not on Audible.
No, it's not done on Audible or any other kind of version like that. That comes down to expense for the publisher, you know, if they're going to do it as part of their deal. They've not decided to do an Audible version. But hopefully they'll hear what there's a demand, at least from one out there, that might make them change, you know.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, Donovan, I'd suggest that Del read his own writing, but I tried to read my book, and hell, I do this for a living, and I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. So it's not easier, and to find a narrator, it is terribly expensive.
Yeah, it's actually
more expensive. What does that run you at, the cost of an audio?
Well, it depends on who you're using, but, I mean, it's not hundreds of dollars. It's thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Raleigh, you're really right. An author can rarely read their own work. You know, our perspective is totally different from what readers are. You know, once you've created the book, you know, like I said before, rarely, you know, I can come back and go, oh, gee, who wrote that? But once you get into it, the memories, the perceptions, things get all muddled differently, and then try to be able to do it verbally, I think that's really a hard call.
So now, Donovan, let me ask you, is it possible that there's any services where people will volunteer to read books?
That's a great question. I know back when I was a student at University of BC, the Crane Library, the Crane Resource Center, would have volunteer readers. Now I'm not sure. I don't think they would do that if you're not taking it for an academic course.
Right.
So,
well, see that
they used to have RFB&D in the States, but I'm not sure if there is a service that's out there still. Unless it's a question of getting a text copy of the book and having the computer software, the JAWS software, read it out loud, which is nowhere near as good.
Oh, God, no, you know, no. AI is not there yet, Donovan.
Nope.
Now, Donovan, one day I would like you to know the book very intimately, because what your statement in there about having the Audible version, it relates right to the story itself, because for many, many years, Matt reads his books, and that's how the character of Richard laying on comatose, the world thinks he's comatose, but he can hear Matt reading to him, and that brings him out of what the world thought. He was retarded, but he wasn't. He's actually quite smart, and he's read too. So that's very interesting twist tonight.
Yeah, it'd be a great book as an Audible. And Donovan, I'm glad you brought it up, because maybe there is. You know, when you're not with a big publisher, the bucks just aren't there. But maybe there's a way for some type of a volunteer organization to do that.
There's got to be some not-for-profit out there who would engage with it. Maybe over the next few hours, one of our other blind listeners might be able to chime in.
Sounds good. In fact, Karen, who is blind in Chicago, is calling now, so we'll check her out.
Amazing.
All right. Thanks, Donovan.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So, Del, I'm sure that, you know, that kind of thing, you wouldn't be in it for the profit of it. If somebody were willing to do that, I think that you could make it available. Am I right?
Oh, I certainly would. I would. You know, I certainly like getting royalty checks, but I'll tell you that the ones I've gotten in life haven't been all that great.
Yeah.
And that's not why I write. You know, I write because I just have to. You know, I just have to get it out. So,
all right.
If somebody wanted to do an Audible version, I'd give up my rights for that entirely.
Oh, that's terrific. Karen in Chicago, welcome.
Hi, Molly. I was wondering if Del ever checked with the National Library Service, talking books for blind and reading disabled people. Now, I understood that they had volunteers that read. Now, I know they're doing a lot of recording of commercial books, but I think we still have our own readers. It's the National Library Service.
Okay.
I'll write where we get our talking books from,
okay.
And they're free of charge. And for those who don't use computers or like some of us don't, I'd rather read a cartridge a lot of times than try to look it up on Bard. And I get a lot of cartridges, a lot of talking books.
Well, terrific, Karen. Thanks for the suggestion.
Not a problem. And thank Dale. You know, this book sounds so interesting. I really want to read it.
Yeah.
And that's why I called about the talking book service.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely worth the read. And let's try to find a way to make this possible.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Karen.
Keep up the good work.
All right, you too. We're talking with Dale Stecker. Tard is the book. If you can read it, you should read it. If you can't read it, maybe that's something that we have to work on starting now. Well, I know that regardless, if you're listening to the show, you're a radio lover. So, yeah, time to talk about the C. Crane Company. And Bob Crane years ago shared our frustration that modern radios just had a lousy reception, and he vowed he'd build better stuff, and boy, did he. But not only do the C. Crane radios have the best reception of anything on the market today, but they have a number of other features as well. And one of the best ways to help you be prepared for those occasional extreme weather conditions that knock out the power is the CC Skywave. It is a terrific radio. It sounds an alarm when NOAA weather issues an alert. Yes, of course, it's got AM and FM. Terrific reception. And, of course, it's got the NOAA weather band as well. But it also makes an excellent pocket travel radio because it's got the shortwave and aviation band. Yeah, the aviation band is fun if you're going to be flying. Listen to those air traffic controllers. And, of course, shortwave, yeah, maybe you wouldn't listen normally, but it's got the bands where the first responders are when that real emergency happens. Yeah, long before you're getting those alerts, you'll hear it on shortwave. So it's all in a package that makes a great travel radio that is lightweight and terrific and has lots of features. And you can take a look at it at ccradio.com anytime. ccradio.com. It's the CC Skywave radio. One thing that the C. Crane Company has that's almost as good as its terrific radios is the best customer service. They don't outsource it. They'll talk to you in person. They'd love to hear from you anytime. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Yes, you can order by phone. Of course, if you need shipping like tomorrow, there is Amazon and REI and BuyMart. Just look for the CC Skywave. But if you want the real deal experience and lots of information as well as great products, it's ccradio.com. You take a look at the CC Skywave, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Let me tell you about Humphrey the Camel ambling across the sands. All the nomads giving him a great big hand. He's a big ugly mammal and he's very, very hairy. All the sheiks know he's a swinging dromedary, uh-huh. Oh yeah. Talking about Humphrey the Camel. In the middle of the night, by the light of an Arab moon, they say that you can see him stomping up and down the dunes.
Well, how do you follow Tennessee Birdwalk? WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Of course, Jack Blanchard and now the late Misty Morgan. And Jack turned 91 yesterday. Happy, happy. Born in Buffalo, same hospital as Misty 6 years earlier. Of course, if you read his official bio, he's 81, but that meant he was performing in clubs at 11, so don't believe a word of it. However, a big happy birthday to Jack, who is now living in Nashville. And we're talking with Dale Stecker, and I hope that if you can see it, you will read it, because you will be missing out if you don't. It's Tard, and you can get it at Amazon or anywhere else. It's just like I say, I think all your books are great, Dell, but this is the best thing you've ever written.
Thank you. All I can say, again, is just thank you so much, Raleigh.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it sort of breaks my heart that it's so difficult to get this to people who I know will feel the way that I do about it. So if I've gotten anybody to pick up a copy, then that makes my night. But I'm really looking forward to the next group of Thomas Suski tales because, of course, like you say, Chicago-based. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, and at one point when that's out, maybe in the next year, and hopefully people from Chicago will really jump on it, I'd like to tell some of the backstories on how those
absolutely
individual stories.
All ears. We'll spend a whole night doing it. Until then, I want you to keep in touch and keep writing, and I really appreciate Tard.
Okay. Thank you very much, Raleigh. And thanks. I have one request.
Yes.
Someday in the near future, when I'm listening to you, can you play Thank You, John by Willie T?
I'll play it next. Oh, my God. Somebody likes Thank You, John. You know, I played Teasing You last night. So I'll be happy to play Thank You, John. I'll play it next. All right. Thanks, Del.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, wow. A Willie T fan. Well, I'm impressed. Yeah. We got 2 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And if all else fails, I've got the tabloids. That's right. Slime from the checkout line will be coming up on WGN Radio.
Was it my friend John? He thinks you're out of sight. Yeah, I know that you've been ballin'. You're as high as you can be. But I knew, baby, you'd come home to Willie T. She was just teasing you. What did he say when you told him you were going home? I know he wanted to handle you. I could tell by the bruises on your arm. I told him once he was a shuck time stud. If he tries this again, he's gotta shed some blood. It's gonna be alright. Now I don't blame you, baby, for trying to swell his head. 'Cause after all, baby, he's giving us his bread. Yeah, now it's alright for you to go out all night, but when he spreads that bread, be sure he spreads it right.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Teasing You. No, it isn't Teasing You. It's Thank You, John. Yeah, Teasing You first, Don Lanik. Then Thank You, John. And, of course, Walking Up a One-Way Street was the original flip of Teasing You, and then he brought Thank You, John out fairly shortly after that. And I'm impressed that Dell even knows him. You know, every time I play Willie T, I remember so vividly running into him at the Causeway Inn in Metairie, Louisiana. It was like 1982. And I'm saying, yeah, I'll see you in Myrtle Beach in a couple of weeks. And he looked at me like I had three heads. What are you talking about? I said, well, you're in the Beach Music Festival. And he's like, what's beach music? I'm like, uh-oh. And yeah, there was a Willie T impersonator in Myrtle Beach. And I said, Willie, I think that there are some people you need to talk to. And sure, within a few years, he started to appear in beach music country. And he, of course, a lot more than Wilson Turpentine, than the records you'd hear. He's a keyboardist and vocalist, and he wrote jingles, commercial jingles and stuff like that, and made a very good living in New Orleans, and sadly no longer with us. Died in 2007, and 9/11, 2007, colon cancer. And I kicked myself on that, because I was planning to go several months earlier and meet up with him and some other people in Myrtle Beach, and just wasn't feeling up to it, that kind of thing. Well, I'll see you next time. There was no next time. So rest in peace, Willie T, and yes, Thank You, John. All right, Tom is a first-time caller in West Virginia. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Ollie, this is a big deal for me. I've never done this before at your show or anybody else's, but I wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate what you do every night. I've listened to you for many years. We lost you here where I live for a while. I had you on satellite back in the day, and I've discovered music and artists that I never would have otherwise. And I just think that the show that you do it's both nuanced and impactful and important. And obviously you're an entertainer, and I just can't tell you how I mean, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday just ain't the same.
All right, so here's what I want to know. What do I have to do to get you to call more often?
I just need to take the time and do it. I mean, I'm getting ready for bed.
Yeah, of course.
So I rarely hear the, you know, start to finish, but I listen on an app. An app, and I have the Raleigh James show. Okay. So a lot of times I'll finish up in the morning when I'm having coffee I missed the last, you know, 40 minutes or so.
That's fair.
I've nodded off to dreamland.
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to interrupt sleep, because sleep is sacred, and I really believe any time you can get it, go for that over me or anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the app's worked out good for me.
Well,
like I said, I didn't have access to your program for several years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little younger, I think, than maybe some of your. My point is, for years, my friends made fun. I was like, oh, it's Friday night. This was back in the day.
Oh, for trivia.
Raleigh James is trivia, yeah. Baby. Well, I mean, you guys have fun at the bar. It's Friday night. I'm going home and listen to Friday Night with Raleigh, man.
Yeah. Well, now we do it on Monday night. You don't have to miss those.
I know. It's way better.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's great. I just sent you an email a few months ago.
You did.
I was a Jim Bohannon fan as well, and I enjoyed his program, and I never called in, and I just thought, you know what, this is kind of a New Year's resolution thing. I'm going to tell someone that doesn't have a clue who I am that I appreciate them.
That's so nice of you. I hope I answered your email. God, I hope I did. I've got about literally like 11,000 that are on that list where I say, I'm gonna, you know, so.
No, I just, like I said, I just, in the words of my father, I dig Raleigh James.
All right, I'll take
it. What you're doing. So, God bless you.
That's terrific, and thank you so much for calling and for waiting, Tom. I know we didn't get on the air for quite a while, so thank you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Take care.
Hope to talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
But I don't want to interrupt sleep, you know, because after all, sleep is sacred. Yeah, I had to supposedly get up early this morning for the plumber. Well, not real early, but early for me. Well, it turned out the guy was not going to come till 1 or 2 anyway, right? And so, of course, you know you're going to get up early, so you can't sleep. At least that's me. And so for hours, I'm like, oh, God, what time is it? I have to be up. And then I didn't have to be up. And, well, bottom line is hopefully I will sleep tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to it already. All right. So 888-876-5593. Wesley is in Chicago. What's up, Wesley?
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm all right.
Good.
Last weekend, I was listening to some old Temptations records.
Yeah.
And I ran across, well, I didn't run across them because I heard them before, but it never dawned on me that two of them, by the same, the album is the name of the record is the name of the album, 1990 and Masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
And both of them came out as singles. And I was listening to 1990,
yeah,
and I realized they never said the name of the song in the whole lyrics of the song, and I thought back, they didn't do it in Masterpiece, and I was wondering, off the top of your head, can you think of any songs that came out that the singer did not mention the name of the song in the whole lyrics of the song?
You know, there's actually several, and it's going to be hard for me to recall any right now, but that used to be a trivia question when you'd go ahead and play music trivia with people. And there are several, including some of them where the title is close to the lyric, but not an exact match. So there are, and I'm trying to think, I will, but
I've
there
been
are
thinking for a long time, and I can't think of any. And I refuse to go over all my records.
Right, exactly.
But,
exactly.
I can't think of any that the singers did not mention the name of the song in the whole lyrics of the song.
Well, you know, I guess some of them are pop. You know, like I think that Bohemian Rhapsody isn't in there. Queen. And I don't blame you. It's a horrible record. A Day in the Life by the Beatles, they always talk about, you know, all that kind of crap. But I'm with you. I don't care about those either. But there are some R&B that don't either. And I'm trying to think of what. Oh, man. Well, now we have to do that. I want everybody to call in and think of them.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to mention that to you.
No, I'm glad you did. We'll come up with a list because there are.
Go ahead. I was saying, did John mention anything about me calling earlier?
Yes, he said you might be calling again, and you did.
Yeah, but I also wanted to mention that I'm willing to go check on Scotty for you if you want me to.
I really appreciate that. My pilot buddy Dennis is flying in, and he's going to try to check. And let's see how he does. And if not, I will ask you to trundle over as well. But hopefully Dennis will get to the bottom of this.
All right, because I'm only about 10 miles from East Chicago.
Okay, good, good.
And like I was telling John, I could the entrance into East Chicago from which I come, there's a police station right across the street, and I can ask them to do
You know, I hate to do that because you never know what's going on with somebody, and you really don't want to send the cops to their door. Now, you going to their door, that'd be a different thing, but someone official, I don't know enough to say I'd be comfortable doing that.
Okay. If you say so, I won't do it.
Yeah, because, you know, you just don't know, and you hear so many horror stories about interactions that it's just like, oh, I'm not going to start that, but we'll try and find them, and I will keep you posted.
Okay, well, I gave John my number, so if you want me to do it, just call me and let me know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. Yeah, so now, come on. This is terrible, because I used to have a list of that, because it comes up in trivia. Shows you how long ago I've actually played music trivia with people, you know, off-the-air type stuff. We got Fran and Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Good to be here.
Yes.
Anyway, I enjoyed I definitely am going to read that book. I'm going to find it one way or another in a readable format, and I'm going to read it.
Cause yes, it's great.
It sounds really good, and it's too bad I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I was a little too late finding a phone, but, you know, I always want to know, how do you come up with some of these characters? Because I also love to write.
Yeah.
And I just love to do it. I'm not published or anything. Some people have told me I'm good at it, you know, and should be published, but I don't know if I have the discipline to work that hard. I just write when I feel like writing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I remember somebody, I had written an article for my college, or I had written something that got in my college paper, and so it was a humor piece, so they wanted me to write, you know, a few humor pieces for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sitting down at the computer, and I'm going, okay, be funny. Be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Be funny. And I could not think of a thing that was funny, and
right.
I can always think of something funny, even in, I can think of something funny in the worst situations. I don't know. We have a really gallows sense of humor around here sometimes. But
Not on demand like that. It's hard.
No. And it's like, okay, you know, that's why I say I don't, you know, I would love to be, that's one of my dreams. I've got a whole bunch of things, and one of them was to be a writer. The first one was to be a DJ. That didn't happen. And some of the stories I hear you tell, I'm thinking, maybe that's a good thing.
Yes, trust me, it is.
But anyway, I wanted to mention, I don't hear a lot of your blind and visually impaired callers mention a service called Bookshare.
Okay.
And it's bookshare.org. You pay $50 a year.
Okay.
And they have, the voices are much better. You don't have to just listen to it with your computer voice. They have voices that come with it that really, other than a few of their mispronunciations, which are hilarious, are pretty good. I mean, you know, it doesn't sound like somebody's reading to you like this. I mean, they have expression, but not so much that it's overdone.
Wow.
And what I like about Bookshare is they have books that I can't find anywhere else in audio format.
Wow.
So if I can't find it on Bard and I can't find it on, the other book thing I've got, everybody's got it, and I can't think of it right now. I'm having a senior moment. You know, Amazon's book thing. Anyway.
You'll have to look for Tard on Bookshare.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how an author goes about getting, or how you go about getting a book on Bookshare that you want. It used to be that if you wanted a particular book on Bookshare, you bought two copies of it and you sent it somewhere, and they would tear it up, you know, because they would section it out.
That's interesting. They have one of Dell's books, one of his shorter books, Job 2.0, God and Lucifer, Battle for a Single Soul. They have one of them.
Okay, well, if they have one of them, hopefully. And if they don't have it, I will see if I can find out how to get it on there.
Yeah.
What the process would be, whether they have to get in touch with him or whether I can just get a copy of it and have it put on there. Another good thing, if you have an iPhone, some of the apps now are pretty good. The only problem a lot of times that, we had one person that we knew of that took a book and rebound it so that the pages would stay open, and then he could take, his phone with the... there are several apps, so I don't want to recommend one over another. And you can put it in what they call batch mode, and then you just take it and you take pictures of it, and then it will read it. So we're coming close, and that's one of the things that I think is good, is that we're coming close to actually being able to read a book without having to buy, a huge piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And that's where, it's like technology giveth and technology taketh away.
Exactly.
In some ways, like, it's harder to order in a restaurant if you have to use one of those machines.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, those QR codes or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. The JAWS is working with them to, make something accessible something for restaurants. Just will they utilize it? That's the thing.
Right.
I just wanted to give people kind of information about Bookshare, because I think a lot of people have the idea about it that it's just, it's just synthesized and they don't want to read a synthesized voice. And I understand that. I get it. But it really...
Sounds pretty good.
Is,
yeah.
They have some voices that are pretty lifelike.
Excellent.
Almost scary.
It might not be perfect, but if that's the only way you're going to get it, it sure sounds like it'll suffice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll even read it with a JAWS if I have to.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something good like this, it really sounds like it's going to be
One, so. I think you'll love it. You'll have to let me know.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks.
Good. Bye. All right. 888-876-5593. We'll get Jerry in Dyer, Indiana. Karen is back from Chicago, and Chuck is in Rockford, and there is room for you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, another hit, the OJs, but that was Johnny D's request, and he just sent me another song he wrote for the show, and it's pretty good too. But I'm not sure he's finished, so I won't preview it until he's ready. But in the meantime, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And apparently, I hung up on Fran too soon. Oh man, I'm sorry about that. So Fran, carry on.
Oh no, you didn't hang up on me too soon. I just, I have, what is it, CRS disease?
Oh yes, yes, I suffer greatly from that. I think there's a blood test for it, yes.
Yeah, if there isn't, there should be, but I'd probably forget to take it.
Right, precisely.
Anyway, I forgot to mention that if someone does get that book share, you might want to also, if you want the good voices, you want to get Voice Dream Reader. Okay. That's VoiceDream Reader. And it's and they have, with that, they have all these really nice voices that work very well with Bookshare.
All right. Looking.
So I just forgot to mention that, and I thought, if anybody just goes on Bookshare and tries to read based on what I said, they're going to think I'm full of it. So
you're right, out of their ever-loving mind.
And, exactly.
All right, so the basic is free with 61 voices, but the premium voices, what, are a couple bucks?
Yeah, I can't remember. I know, like, everything else, they've gone up recently.
Yeah.
But I don't... It's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say because it might be... not that bad for somebody, might be really bad for somebody else. So, but I think I can't remember now what we paid for it because it was so long ago.
Well,
we're kind of grandfathered in. So
it's half the price of Read2Go. They like that.
Okay.
They advertise that. Half the price. Okay.
Whatever Read2Go is.
I have no idea, but apparently with AI being AI, there are different opportunities by the day.
Oh, there's also something you can get, and I can't remember what the name of it is now, but your public library would probably know. There's something you can get through the library.
Oh, yeah?
Where, and they have a really wide range of audiobooks. So if it's put on any audiobook anywhere, it should be on there. But, Bookshare is here. And I'll try to see what I can find out about how to get the book on there.
Absolutely. And if it takes getting a couple of copies to them, we'll find a way to do that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Excellent. Well, thanks for staying on it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so, all right, that's a good piece of advice. You probably do want a little upgrade there on the voices. All right, so 888-876-5593. Karen is back in Chicago. All right, Karen.
Hi, you're going to get sick of me.
Oh, no, no.
Well, when you were talking about, I've heard of Bookshare. I've never tried it. But what a lot of people use is the NLS, which in every state has a talking book center, and every state has one. The main one for us is in Springfield, but we have one in Chicago here. We have one here at Washington Center, and you can call your local library and ask. They should know about how you can get talking books.
Okay.
And that is the National Library Service. It's a service for blind and reading disabled.
Yeah, it's a question, though, of whether the books are available that way. But
Now I have that, and I also have Bard, which is their app from the National Library Service. I have that, and I can also order the cartridges. And I love it. And they do... I wonder if he didn't suggest call a library and inquire about the National Library Service. If they couldn't tell him somewhere where he could speak to someone and see if they couldn't record his book.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, or volunteers or something. We'll work on it.
Yeah, I think they're volunteers for the NLS.
Good.
for the National Library. I think they're volunteer.
Yeah, absolutely. There will be a way. We'll work on this.
You were asking about the songs without...
Yes.
Don't say the name and the title.
Yes.
I thought of two of them.
Okay.
Anne Murray had one called Danny's Song.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. What's the other one?
And then the other one, don't play them. Oh, God, have mercy on us. The other one is John Denver.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
I know.
When you mention that.
The Manhattans?
The Manhattans, I'll be happy to play. Yes. That'll redeem you. That will redeem you. But
please, I didn't want to hear them. I know somebody was asking about songs when they don't say the name of the song.
Well, now that you mentioned that, Quicksilver Messenger Service, I don't think that Dino's Song is, that's the title, is there either.
Holy cats. Mm. There are quite a few of them. I used to have a list.
Yeah, I did too. And that I'm looking for the ones that, you know, not somebody's song, but the one where it's an actual, sounds like it's a lyric, but then it never makes the song.
Those were the two that came up and that came to the top of my head right away.
Yeah.
But not that I like them.
You're right. No, absolutely.
Wrong,
no. You're right about that. All right. Well, good deal. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. And
appreciate
if you could, would you play the Manhattan?
I will. I promise. Maybe a couple songs from now on Carnival, right?
Yeah. The Carnival ones, they're the best.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, by far. There were a couple on Deluxe that were okay. Absolutely. But man, Carnival, the way to go. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Jerry is in Dyer, Indiana. What's going on, Jerry?
Listen, I got to tell you, I have macular degeneration. I can't read the printed word with my right eye. Uh-huh. My left eye, I can still read, but it's a struggle. So I've been reading. I've always read all my life. I read about 25, 30 books a year. And now I have gone to audio.
Uh-huh.
And there must be 1,000. I go through 5 different libraries in this area where I live. And there must be about 1,000 books in each library.
Uh-huh.
However, there's 2 apps. One is called Libby. The other one is called Hulu, and if they don't have the book, if they have the book, they usually put it on my app, and I could go exercise, I work at the hospital, I volunteer, and I also listen there during my breaks. You know, I do it with the Bluetooth, with the earphones.
Right.
I mean, I just love audio books because of my problem. However, if the book is not in audio, Raleigh, I go to my tablet. And I can get it, and then it's synchronized speech.
Right,
you know,
right, and that's a question. Right, whether you want to listen.
I know you guys were saying how much you're in love with curling up with a book, but if you have a problem, what are you going to do? You know, I'm not going to stop reading.
Of course not, and absolutely nothing wrong with it. And as time goes on, AI will start sounding better and better. Right now, it really depends for better or worse. But yeah, all good suggestions. The problem that we're coming up with is TARD isn't on any service yet, but we'll get it on there.
What does he know about, or do you know about the tablets that they'll talk to you?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'd like to get it on a better read than
that.
Oh,
yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you.
All right.
It also will do, as I said, on the app. I just wanted you to know that. You know,
good information, Jerry. It's good to hear from you.
And my wife, by the way, she's retired, and she has published a book. She got it published as the best fiction writer. She entered it, and she was awarded the best fiction writer for a pocketbook.
Yay, so that's wonderful. So what's the name of the book?
The book is about the 50s of... The 50s in Burnham, Illinois.
Okay, and what's it called?
She's born and raised.
What's the name of it?
The 50s.
The 50s?
Yeah. Okay. And that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
But it's been a few years ago. It's been a few years ago.
Well, good for her. That's terrific. All right, Jerry, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we will... Oh, yeah, Johnny D's calling. Let me find out if I can. So, Johnny D, do I have permission to play your song?
Well, yes, you do. But firstly, I want to explain that, as you probably read the email, because obviously you did,
I answered the email.
That's what?
I answered the email.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, hell, I didn't get it on. I have it on my phone, you know, what I'm calling on. And
I answered it.
Let me see. Or wait a minute. Let me see.
Yeah, take a look. I answered.
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait. It didn't come in. That's the call from you.
It's 8.
Wait a second.
I answered
to my email.
The timestamp is 8:58 p.m. my time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here.
That would be 11:58 your time.
No, I didn't get it.
Well, anyway, I said, I think it's great the way it is. If you want to work on it, I'll hold off. Otherwise, I'll play it tonight. Let me know.
Well, yeah, you can play it, but it's just the opening lines. And actually, I changed them lyrics. You know,
well,
I changed them lyrics.
Well, if you want me to wait for the big reveal, I'll wait.
Well, you can go ahead and play little snippet because I got the rest of the song, the lyrics written down, but I haven't recorded it yet. So I'll see what you thought.
All right, so we'll do this as a promo.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good deal. All
right. And I want to work. I got a minute to ask a question.
What's the question?
All these audio books and things, and whatever Fran was talking about, mm-hmm. Do they cost money?
Some can, some aren't. Both.
Well, what's the one that don't?
Well, some of the services don't. And why? You want to read? You can read.
Well,
what's the problem?
I comprehend better when I listen than I read.
Oh, well. No, there are tons of services out there. Start Googling for audiobooks and you'll see.
Okay, I'll check it out.
All right, good deal.
Yeah,
thanks.
You go ahead and play that. I want to see what it sounds. Oh, by the way, you might have mentioned, you might have noticed, I'm having trouble with that WavePad app.
Why?
I tried to take out these pops and clicks that were going on, and it wasn't working.
I never use anything
and
automated.
So,
no, I do it all by hand. One at a time.
Well, this is, on the app. I can't do it.
Well.
But anyhow, so I'm communicating with this guy from them. But
right.
I sent him an email late, and then they replied.
Right.
But I probably won't get anything till tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, they're in Australia. Like I say, they're in Australia. It's NCH. When it comes to pops and clicks, I don't like anything automated. I take each one out by hand.
I don't know how to do that, Raleigh.
Well, you put you put it on a waveform and you edit it.
All right. Well, I'll try to figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah, you go ahead and play that. I'll
okay.
talk to you later.
Good
Becky's
deal.
Becky's birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah?
Becky's birthday. Yeah, she's all right. 71.
All right, Becky. Good deal.
No, well, she's sleeping now, so I got to go to bed because they're going to have a little party for my kids, tomorrow.
Very good. Well, enjoy every minute of it.
Well, I hope she does. Man, she gets 71. What am I doing with a girl 71 years old?
I don't know. It could be related to the fact that you're just about there.
I've been there for what we were.
Yeah.
But, you know how they say men age better, than women. You know.
Don't let her hear that. It will not be the birthday present that she wants. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
My kids got her the present. I told her, I said, buy mommy a birthday present from me. So they're going to get her a gift card to JCPenney or something.
Well, there you are.
And I told them I'd give them the money.
Yeah. Happy sales. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, very good. Yeah, so Johnny D, I had to love it no matter what the lyrics were because he did it to the tune of That's All. And you'll hear it in moments right here on WGN Radio. Or maybe you won't. I don't know. I thought it was time to go away. All right. Well, since it's not time to go away, let's hear little Johnny D while we're at it. All right. So here is That's All.
She is only taking calls on next to nothing or on things that just don't matter much at all. And the only songs you play are from back in her day. That's all. That's all.
All right, well, that's all. All right, so I guess we'll try it again on WGN Radio.
Shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. Everybody, come on and clap your hands, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Just for me now.
Yeah.
I like it like that. Come on.
Shoot me, baby, shoot me.
Oh, well, now why did I do that? Oh, well, and it was Sam and Dave, too, and I was really kind of enjoying that. And the reason I played it, by the way, was that Dave Prater would have turned 68 today. Yeah, sadly died a month before his 51st birthday in 1988. Dave Prater of Sam and Dave. And, yeah, he was just terrific. And Soothe Me was just an absolutely fine record. So I'm not sure why. Well, there we are. There we go. That's some Sam and Dave. All right. So rest in peace, Dave Prater. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Eduardo is in Midway. So, Eduardo, what's going on?
Hey, Raleigh. I was making some phone calls for the utilities as a new customer over there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you're going to have Florida flickering flash. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good
and
luck.
One of them said that... I should, and I chose, because I have ComEd and People's Gas here, so I chose ComEd. They wanted, like, some kind of letter of good standing, so they would waive, like, some kind of, like, fee on a new customer, like, for credit checking or something like that.
Okay.
And I called ComEd, and they said they were going to be faxing it over, so okay. I don't know. That's... That
How?
Was weird. That,
see, now, I'm not familiar with this because everywhere I've been, you get the utility company that serves the area.
Yeah.
So, you're talking electricity?
It was water because the Florida, the electric and gas is consolidated.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be Florida Power and Light, whether you want it to be or not.
Yeah. Well, water wanted to let him good standing.
Yeah, but water's different. But I mean, as far as electricity, it's FP&L.
No, they didn't say anything about that. Yeah, I'm fine on that. Yeah,
you'll hate them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and that's not unusual. Now, the other thing is very often with a lot of these companies, if you give them your social security number, they run your credit and they say, gee, you're fine. If you don't give them your social security number, which I wouldn't and I don't advise you do, but then yes, you need some alternate way of justifying not having a deposit. Now, I'll tell you what, back when interest was only like 1% in the bank, some of these utilities were paying like 5% interest. And I literally on one of them a few years ago said, how big a deposit can I give you?
Right.
I'll give you all you want if you're giving me 5%. So, it's not a bad thing. So water, I never really thought about who supplied water.
Yeah. Yeah, they said, as I told you previously, because my credit score is over 800, and
I don't see what
pretty
the,
good. I mean,
yeah, what would the problem be?
I don't worry about it.
No, absolutely not. So interesting. So I didn't know you got a choice. I thought you took them or you didn't. So that's the deal. And so I thought, as far as I knew, it was Tampa Bay Water. And are you saying it's not Tampa Bay Water anymore?
See, because I got the info from my realtor.
Yeah, well,
and,
normally all of Hillsborough County is Tampa Bay water.
Yeah, it is. The electric and gas is consolidated. So,
right, and that's Florida Power and Light.
Yeah, so that one's fine. They didn't ask. It was just the water one that requested.
Okay,
that.
So Tampa Bay water is what requested it.
Yeah.
All right. So it will be Tampa Bay water. Okay, because I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a problem. I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I pay all my bills on time, so that's why I'm pretty good standing. So.
No problem.
And I called ComEd, and they said they didn't have a problem sending it in.
Good. Good. Well, you're good to go.
Yeah. So we're closing in. I did a little sign off of paperwork today in downtown, and Monday's moving day, and then Tuesday so far is signing day. So last day in Chicago is Monday, but I mean I'm coming back because I got to come and fetch the car.
Yep, it's all going good.
Yeah. So, Thursday's my birthday, so I got to call in on Thursday. So.
Oh, you must. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a little celebration
for this. How are things with Scotty? How's that going?
We don't know, but Dennis is the pilot, is who calls the show from time to time, is flying in, and he's got the address, and he's going to go himself and see.
Okay. Well, that's something to stay tuned to then.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we'll know something this month, and we're hoping that, we're all worried,
right. But
we're hoping there was just something that is stopping him from not being able to call.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hopefully everything's okay, yeah.
Exactly. I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll call Thursday then. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593, that would be 8888-RALEIGH. And I believe that Stacy has an update. So, all right, Stacy, get down with your bad self. What's new?
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a story for you.
Okay, I'm ready to hear it.
Well, Sunday night, it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the kitchen. Suddenly, all the lights go out.
Okay.
And then, I'm calling. Oh, they're still looking to see where the problem's coming from. Then I called back. Finally, another wire, what do you call that, fell down.
Okay.
One of the lines in one of the other subdivisions fell down, and they're trying to work on it now. So I'm getting all my little lanterns. And then I called back. I keep on checking with ComEd. Then they said estimated time. Oh, what'd they say? First, it was 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wait. Then I call back. Then it's 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And I said, oh, my God, what's going on? And then I move, and it's getting darker and darker outside. So I move into the living room. And it's so dark. And so even with my lanterns, finally, I call back again. They're working on the problem. One of the transformers again just fell in one of the other subdivisions. And then finally they say, oh, okay, it's going to be 11 o'clock. So I said, oh, okay, this is getting better. And I'm sitting in the dark. All this darkness, and I'm trying to hang in there. And then finally, it was like 9 o'clock, and all the lights came back on.
Okay, early.
And I said, oh, my God, thank heavens. And here, I'm walking around, and I'm still not feeling well at all. Because I had an appointment the next morning, for the wound doctor.
Okay.
And it was miserable, and I'm up. I just called and canceled.
Why?
I said, I'm not feeling, because it was miserable out. I wasn't feeling well. And I said, and I called, and I said, let me pick another date. Let me just, let's do it for the 22nd
you
at 2 o'clock.
You shouldn't definitely. Let that, you should not let that wound go that long, Stacy.
I know, I promise I will definitely keep it.
No, that's too long from now, I'm telling you. You're doing yourself a disservice. Trust me.
I'll try to see.
Like tomorrow would be the good answer. You shouldn't have canceled no matter how you felt, because like I told you before, this is serious. Just my 2 cents worth of that. Now, why does it bother you when the power goes out? Who the hell cares?
Well,
yeah, let's get to the bottom of this. What shakes you up because you don't have lighting?
I don't like to be in the dark.
But what, it seems like it's almost a phobia.
No, it's just I have to have a light. Uh-huh. I can't sleep in the dark. It's just, I can't do that. It bothers me.
Well, I don't know what to say, because there's no danger in not having power. Unless it's, 10 degrees below zero or 110 above it, then you got a problem. But assuming you're not in harm's way because of elements, I say roll with it.
But that's one of my...
Okay.
I don't like the dark.
Well, I can see that. But it happens from time to time. When you've got an overhead power company, the lines fall down from time to time. Unfortunate, but true. And especially when you're in an area that has an older infrastructure, it's going to happen. So.
But everything will be all right, Raleigh.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm telling you, we've talked about this before, and I don't want you to let, being a diabetic and everything else, you don't want to let a foot wound go, period. You just don't. Consider it an emergency.
I'll see if I can. I'll call tomorrow and I'll see if I can push it up.
Yeah, because that's...
I'll see if they can work with me.
Yeah, you're talking a few weeks away, and that's not healthy.
Okay, I'll call.
Good.
And I'll see what I could do.
Good.
To fix that.
Good.
And I'm trying to keep everything okay. It's just with my help that I have, it's not going too well.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just with Karen. I mean, she's okay. But, I have to leave for my son's track game. I've got to have somebody that, like Patty. Patty was wonderful. Her girls were already married, and I wish I could get somebody like Patty. We were so wonderful together, and
sure.
I'm calling and trying to see if I could just get somebody else, and I'm trying to, and it's hard with different personalities and if they have a family. That's the thing.
Why? Let me ask you, what is it that is causing you to need the help?
I can't go out and do the garbage cans yet. I can't lift them to go to the end of the driveway. And then I'm trying to do stuff. I mean, I'm walking around and stuff. But I still have to get way stronger for certain things.
Okay. Yeah, and certain...
And I mean, I'm taking...
Certain chores like that.
And,
yeah, certain chores like that, you can get people to do that. But in general, the more and more as time goes on, you need to be more self-reliant and not worry if somebody can do what you need when you need it. Find a way around it.
It's the thing. I need somebody, if I have a doctor's appointment or stuff... I can't drive, and I need somebody.
And why can't you drive?
Because of my diabetes.
It is that, okay. Now, if we're talking diabetes that is that severe that it's stopping you from driving, do me a favor, Stacy. Get that appointment tomorrow, or at least the next day, whatever it takes. You can't afford to let foot wounds go. Trust me.
Well, it wasn't just, it was before even my wound.
I understand. I understand that. I'm just interjecting.
To get behind the wheel, right. Raleigh, yeah. I have to make sure my eyes are okay, my hands don't get numb.
Okay.
I have to make sure I'm good all over I'd love to drive my car again.
No, got it. I'm not talking about your car at the moment, but when you said that, I came back with, and I mean this, if you don't believe anything else I ever say to you, do not let that wound go.
I won't. I'll watch it, and I will take care of it. I will.
You will get to the doctor, and hopefully this week. Trust me. Not meaning
I'm
to scare you, but
I'll call again
In your list of things to worry about, the power not being on is nothing compared to a foot wound when you're a severe diabetic. Trust me. So that's what I want you to do. Those are your marching orders.
Well, I have Laura, coming.
Then, fine, then whatever it is, you coordinate.
Thursday or Friday, so fine. She can probably help me, Laura, from Des Plaines.
Well, then you arrange to see a doctor on Friday. Just don't let it go.
And I won't let anybody down, Raleigh.
No, all right. Well, it's not a question of letting them down. I'm trying to protect you from yourself at this point. And so I want you to make that your priority.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make sure I'm okay.
Okay. Now that's good. Then I feel better about that. And don't worry. And meanwhile, don't worry about the power.
Okay.
Promise me. The power will come back eventually. They're not going to lose all that money. They'll connect it one way or another.
I just need more angels in my life.
Well, work on it. Try to communicate with them.
I will.
All right.
I will, Raleigh.
All right. Be good to yourself and stop worrying about the power.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah. Yeah. Had to be hard with that because I've known so many people with foot problems and severe diabetes, and you ignore that, and it isn't pretty. Every time, take it to the bank. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
It's from my baby far away. But wait, Mr. Mailman, this couldn't be my letter. Baby never writes this way. She didn't say I love you or I'm thinking of you. She didn't say sincerely or I miss you dearly. At the end was just goodbye, my friend, just a note. That's all she wrote. Mr. Mailman, look at the writing. There could be no mistake. I just didn't think the hand that wrote such sweet things would make my poor heart break. She didn't say I love you or I'm thinking of you. She didn't say sincerely or I miss you dearly. At the end was just goodbye, my friend, just a note. That's all she wrote.
WGN Radio. I'm Molly James. Well, that was Ricky or Rick Nelson, depending on what year it was. I think he changed it professionally in 61. But sadly, by the way, it would have been his 83rd birthday yesterday. That's why I played that. Born in 1940 in Teaneck. Sadly, of course, left us at 45 years old. On his way to a gig from Gunnersville, Alabama to Dallas, Texas. The plane didn't make it. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Nick is in Baltimore. Hello, Nick, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Raleigh.
How are you?
I had some information. I found a website that might be of interest to people who are looking for audio URLs. If anybody has an internet radio and you can't get everything on it. Most of them are listed on these databases, but there's a website. It's radio-browser.info, and it has most of the, if you're looking for an audio link, most of them are there. So I just wanted to give everybody
neat.
That info.
Neat. Give me the URL again.
It's, I guess, www.radio-browser.info.
All right. So radio-browser.info. So,
and then you there's a little box there. You just put the call letters in that you want, and it'll come up.
Fun.
Now, it doesn't have all of them, but it has a lot of them.
A lot of them. That's good. All right. Good good find.
So that's what I wanted to tell you. I, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you can find them yourself if you, you know, if you go to a station's website. But if you see a question mark in there in the URL, it won't work. That happens with a lot of the iHeart stuff.
Yeah, no, I know. And Radio Browser, by the way, at the moment has 37,485 stations.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, chances are the one you want is on there. All right, so I got to find out,
yep.
do they have KJ? But All right. Let's find out. Oh, yes, I'm afraid they do. And
you're there, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a
great station, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I try not to share my bandwidth, so I'm always pleased when it's like, nope, not there. Oh, good. But,
I was just playing around, you know. No, I found that on a, you know how I found that out? I went to a radio discussion board. That's where I found it.
Yeah.
And it was on there, and it's like, I said, darn it, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So it even has some of the iHeart stuff on there. So if you're having trouble finding, because, like, you know, you can go into the radio locator, the MIT thing.
Right, exactly.
And it has most of them in there, but then some it'll say, listen on iHeartRadio, listen on Odyssey. And, you know, it doesn't give you the URL.
And it isn't always 100% up to date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
the MIT site, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's one of the heartbreaks. And it's like, oh, well, I can't rely on it, but it sure is fun because there is a lot of nice things in there, not meaning to cast aspersions at everything MIT is doing for free, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're pretty good, and there are other ones. If I find anything else, I'll let you know. But
great.
But I figured there's some people out there that may be able to use that. You can put it in your smartphone or Victor Reader or
I'm writing this down because I'll put it in
like
my.
I have the internet radio.
I'll put it in my blog after the show when I list the songs that we played tonight.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool. I'm still going to email you. I didn't forget. I've had some health problems. Everything's clearing up.
Good.
It's a hiatal hernia. They're going to treat that.
Yeah, there are exercises you can do as well. Not pleasant, but there are.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So very often with a hiatal hernia, you want to look at some of the alt med stuff. So
okay.
The internet will be your friend on that. Not
okay.
Not saying trust Dr. Google implicitly, but on the other hand, you know, it's always good to get other points of view.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. You know,
yeah.
I'll try that. I've been exercising a lot, and I've lost like 42 pounds. So, because they changed my medication, meaning we dropped it because I didn't need it.
Right.
And, you know, with steroids and everything. And, you know, with steroids, you get...
Oh, God. The problem with steroids is you not only gain weight that's visible, but you've got fat that's starting to layer up inside you. And that's the real problem with the steroids, I think, more than anything else. But
I'm looking... it's a lot better now, and I'm getting down to my normal...
Good.
What would be my normal weight, and I'm dropping... even more,
good.
So it's pretty good. I'm happy.
Yeah, there is a massage, and if this were video, and thank God it's not, I could show you what to do. But I'm sure that you can find that online.
I sure will.
Yeah,
I'll do that after.
Yeah, might as well. It can't hurt.
No, it's like chicken soup. It can't hurt.
Exactly right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And we appreciate the show. We appreciate what you do.
Well,
you,
it's always good to hear from you. And when you're up to it, I always want you to call.
All righty.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, hey, thanks.
Appreciate
a lot.
All right. Okay. So 888-876-5593. And I see you've got a lot of calls, and that's wonderful. But if we don't get to you tonight, remember tomorrow night, 3 big hours starting at 10 o'clock. And definitely want you to call. Michelle in Vernon Hills has some advice. So welcome back to WGN Radio. Tell me all about it.
Hi, this advice is for Stacy. I'm disabled, and I also have diabetes.
Okay.
With the garbage cans, I called the garbage company. They wouldn't help me, but then I called the village, and after numerous phone calls back and forth, my garbage now gets picked up right in front of the garage. They bring the cans down, and they bring the cans back.
That's terrific. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Stacy might be in some complex, whether it's townhomes or condos or something like that. I'm not sure, but I don't think it's single-family homes.
Okay, well, that I didn't know.
Yeah. No, but but you raise a good point, because even in an HOA or something like that, there might be something that she can try or somebody else can help her try and get something done.
Yeah, because my husband couldn't do it anymore. I can't do it because I use a walker, so you can't push a walker and a garbage can.
And at the same time. Yeah, and men, when they're full, I don't care what you say. And especially if you're going downhill, that thing is on a roll and you're going with it. Yep, I know.
And she really needs to be careful with her foot.
I know.
I had wounds on my foot and my legs.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time getting around. Yeah. So I don't know what kind of insurance she has. I'm on Medicare because of disability. My doctor set up home health for me.
Right.
And a wound care nurse came three times a week.
Good.
And took care of my wounds. And ever since then, I've never had any problems.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's a real good piece of advice, too. If you can get a wound care nurse there, and I can't stress to Stacy enough, I'm not trying to scare her, but when she's talking about, oh, a couple weeks, I got another appointment, no, you know,
no, you can't wait with that.
I know.
It gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And it's limb-threatening. And
yes.
I don't want to see her have to go through that.
But, talk to her primary or her, if she has an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
They can get you somebody. You don't have to wait several weeks for something like that.
But I love the idea of a wound care nurse. That's a great suggestion. That would help her tremendously.
Yes. She wouldn't have to leave the house.
Right. And somebody would absolutely be there and also could ring the alarm bells if they saw anything that was a real problem.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great piece of advice, Michelle. Thank you.
And they're also somebody to talk to.
Well, that too.
I got really friendly with my wound care nurse.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It becomes a relationship. So I hope that Tracy can that Stacy can follow that up, because that would be a great solution.
Okay.
All right.
Glad
thank you.
I can help somebody.
You did. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. You feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too. Have a good
night. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. That's a brilliant suggestion about the wound care. Now, Debbie and Raleigh's got garbage suggestions too. All right, Debbie, how about it?
Okay. I was just going to say something similar to what the other girl said, but, depending on where you live, they will pick up your garbage out and back for you, when it's time, whatever day they do that.
Yeah.
Like you say, depending on where she lives.
Right.
And in our area, we have a service called Visiting Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come out for, I think, a minimum of 4 hours a week or something. I don't know what the cost is, unfortunately.
Right.
But, she may go to like a senior center if she's got one in her area, and that would give her more socialization. Because it sounds like that's what she needs a lot, is just a way to interact with other people. And it might be that the transportation service through our city might have, pick up and drop off point.
Yeah.
Here we call a day ahead, and they take you within reason, wherever you want to go at no charge.
No, all good suggestions.
The song that you played at the beginning of this hour reminded me of my pen pal days.
Oh, yeah?
And I broke up with somebody, and through the mail, through the, you know, sending out a Braille letter. And at the bottom, I wrote, "Friends are forever." And when I got the reply back, he wrote, "Friends are underline not forever."
Oh, God.
And I swear I wish I'd saved the letter, but anyway.
That's funny. Yeah, no, that's all she wrote. It was a Keith Colley record. He wrote it, and it was a Ricky Nelson flip side. It was on the flip of For You in 1963.
And I was going to tell you this. The song that comes to mind when I think about you is, it's called Another You. And I hope you take that as a compliment, because it really is meant to be. For the fellow who said you're an entertainer, I don't know that really describes you. You just come back with such comments to your callers. I just, you know, I can't express it, but
well,
you just have such a way with words. You know, you throw in these quips that, where did you come up with that, you know?
Well,
I really love your show. There needs to be more programming like yours instead of this syndicated mess that's on 100 stations.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like anything else. Rush Limbaugh was so huge. I mean, huger than life for talk radio, that, of course, after that, they had 100 different shows that were varieties of that. And, you know, that's fine for what it is. But, you know, sometimes at night you just say, I need a break from all that. So that's what we do.
Oh, and one more thing. Here we go. Of course, you know my memory. On the Victor Reader stream, they do have a newer version of it, but they do have internet radio on there. And I go to search, and I just key in something like OTR or old time radio or whatever I'm looking for, and it will find 100 stations in that category.
That's great.
So that may be something useful too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I tend to look up things by category instead of station callers, because I can't remember half of them.
I'm with you.
You know?
Yeah.
But I've got about 600 stations saved on my Victor Reader stream, so I have trouble getting to the one I want, and that's the only thing wrong with it. You know, I have to go in and do a new search and put in the call letters that I remember, because I got them all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
But,
reorganize your favorites. So you got to put that on the to-do list.
That would take a week.
Well, that's exactly right. But put it on that list anyway.
But it would give me something to do, I guess. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Something to strive for. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm delighted you called.
Well, look, I know you got other callers, and I just wanted to share all that.
Hope to talk to you soon.
Care.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.
So we got James, we got Sherry, we got Chuck. In fact, Chuck's been hanging on, I think, since the beginning of the show. So we'll be going there next on WGN Radio. Well, I was here. Oh, come on. And it's a, there we go, Cleveland Dennis's request, too. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Cleveland Dennis called last night. Jimmy Delps, Almost. That was on the Karen label, which means Ollie McLaughlin owned it, and Atco distributed it in 1968. And actually, it was a flip side. As much as you might like Almost, Don't sign the paper, baby. I want you back is the A-side. Yeah, and Richard Popcorn Wiley wrote that. All right, so another good Ally McLaughlin contribution. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh and Chuck in Rockford. Chuck, are you still there? Are you awake?
Yeah, that record reminded me of your comment. I had an aunt, you know, that divorced her husband, but she married him again. So she was married twice. I think that was kind of what it sounded like. That might have implied something similar to that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a friend, he'll go nameless, but he's been married to the same woman three times. Which
wow.
is, you know, I guess three times till you get it right. I don't know. Now he's too old to divorce her.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should look for somebody that can top that, just for human interest.
at this point in his life, you should look for somebody breathing. You know, that's about it.
I found your Dale very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And I probably could talk to him, you know, in depth
yeah.
about his authoring.
You betcha.
What was his last name and how do you spell it?
Okay, Stecker. Stacker.
Wait a minute. Stacker.
Okay. So Stacker.
Oh, okay.
And it's pronounced Stecker. The A is silent.
Oh.
At least I hope it is. That's the way I've always been pronouncing it.
And who was his?
Yeah.
And who was his publisher?
You know, I think a lot of it's been different, but the TARD is Red Engine Press. But if you just look for Del Stecker and TARD, T-A-R-D, you'll find it.
Oh, okay.
All right. You have ended.
I may have a few books.
Okay, you've ended.
If I can ever get to them.
You've ended the show, I'm sorry to say. But I have 3 big hours tomorrow. So
tomorrow, then.
Yeah, and I promise.
Then.
Yes, I promise to get to you earlier. I apologize. Talk to you then.
Well, take care.
All right.
Bye.
And likewise to Sherry and to James. We'll do it again 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. We thank you for calling. That's what makes the difference. And we'll do it all tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.